The first Reveal Link insertable cardiac monitor was placed last month.
The devices used to have to be put in with a small surgical incision and implanted under the skin. The devices were about the size of one of your fingers, which is not terribly large, but still is a significant size.
Dr. Robert Speary, who inserted the Reveal Link, noted that surgery is no longer required.
The technology has changed so that the newer devices now are very small, about the size of a matchstick, an old wooden matchstick, and they're placed not with a true surgical procedure, but with a small injection of this device just underneath the skin. We put a small amount of numbing medicine, much like you'd have if you were in your dentist's office, just in the skin right over the chest. And then, as I said, basically just inject this device. And the nice thing is that it has a longevity of being able to monitor the patient for up to 3 years at this point in time.
He said this is an important step in diagnosing and monitoring one of the major problems cardiologists face with an aging population.
Episodes of blacking out, or what are called syncopal events, people may have falls or blacking out. They can have fractures of bones such as hips. They can be driving a car and have a blacking out episode. So they do have some fairly significant consequences. It's been very difficult through the years often to identify these in patients because of the sometimes relative infrequency of the events.
It's become clear, he added, that over the long term, these devices are
much more effective in terms of finding out reasons for people having these recurrent events, and also have been shown by a lot of different studies to be more cost-effective for patients as well. Often we're adopting this technology much earlier and trying to determine why a patient is having recurrent episodes of blacking out.
John Ogle, WCVE News.